First today, an explanation of the controversy swirling around the Trump administration. It concerns the president, the former director of the FBI, and the White House's former national security advisor. His name is Michael Flynn. He's been under investigation by the FBI. The agency's been trying to find out whether Flynn had illegal contact with Russia. In February, U.S. President Donald Trump had a meeting with James Comey, who was in charge of the FBI at that time. Comey made a memo of something the president said during the meeting, and the text of that memo was reported by the New York Times on Tuesday night. Quote, "I hope you can see your way clear to letting this go, to letting Flynn go. He's a good guy." The investigation continued, and Flynn resigned a few days after the meeting. So why is all of this significant? Democrats in Congress are accusing the president of obstruction of justice, intentionally and illegally interfering with the government carrying out its work, because the memo suggests that President Trump asked Director Comey to quit investigating Flynn. The president eventually fired Comey. That happened last week. And some Republicans are calling for Comey to testify before Congress about his conversation with President Trump. The White House says Comey's memo is not a truthful or accurate portrayal of the conversation between Trump and Comey, and that the president has never asked Comey or anyone else to end any investigation. What happens next? We don't know. Legal analysts say obstruction of justice is difficult to prove in court, and that it's not clear if the president's alleged statements were in fact illegal. President Trump says the controversy is something only the media care about, but it's also dominating many discussions among U.S. lawmakers as the White House interviews candidates to replace Comey at the FBI.